mail.
Man Law, getting ready for St. Paddy's Day. I want to get you guys all ready for, what are we, a little better than a week away. Everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day, and as such, said people must consume alcohol on St. Patrick's Day. Green and gold body paint may be worn, but no glitter, Jop.
I'm good. I'm glitterless. Yep, that works.
Try not to.
So I too, did not make an ice fishing trip this year. I just was never comfortable. You know, I it's kind of like if you got no snow on the ground, I don't feel like it's time to go skiing.
Well, it's it was so spotty most of the winter.
Right. Yeah.
You did an ice grilling.
Yeah, so. We did last week, and there was 9 inches of ice. I bored the hole and measured it myself. So there was plenty out there that day. But, you know, you have these 50, 60-degree days. I don't know. I'm not the first nor the last guy on the ice. I guarantee that. But anyway, Bob, we've been talking a lot about these different fishes that are available in the markets, and I'm just curious, what about seafood? Because fish and seafood, the crustaceans, the scallops, the shrimp, the lobster, the crab, are you doing
so
all
hungry.
That stuff too?
Oh, shellfish.
Right, shellfish. Thank you.
Shellfish, yes.
Don't be shellfish.
So, you know, shellfish is hard to find in some retailers here in the Midwest. Right, but everybody loves mussels and clams and oysters. It's just they're hard to get.
Yes.
If you do have a fish retail outlet that sells them, they can be in a live tank, or they can be in netted bags displayed on ice, hopefully with a piece of paper underneath it so the ice doesn't kill them. But one thing you always want to look at if you're buying mussels or clams, they have a tendency to open up. You know, the shells will actually open. And what you want to do is you want to have the fishmonger pinch those shells shut. And if they stay shut, they're still alive. But if they open back up, then they're dead. So a healthy shellfish, clam, or mussel, when you close that shell, it will stay shut because it thinks it's under attack.
So nice. My question to you is they take these things out of their salt water, right?
Correct.
So they take them out, which is a long ways from where we are in Michigan.
Correct.
And how long are they alive out of the water? I never heard this before.
No, so you're going to get, probably about 5 days max.
Oh, okay.
You know, so it's a quick turnaround. You don't have a whole lot of life on them. The optimal way is to put them in a shellfish tank. I mean, that's the best way to prolong the life. Do they do that?
Yes, do they have trucks that, you know, like a big tank truck that can haul them this far?
For example, if you're talking lobsters, right? Lobsters,
right.
The same thing. They'll only be out of water for five days at the most. There was a plant built in Tennessee by an East Coast lobster supplier, a hub, and they built lobster tanks. And so they'll ship them there and keep them in the tanks.
Oh.
And then ship them, distribute them to the Midwest.
Uh-huh.
So it's like a holding plant so that they can cut down on some of the travel time.
And does it work?
Yes, it works.
So they're
well.
Surviving.
You
go to the bigger retailers, and they might have a lobster tank in their meat case.
Right.
Those have come from the East Coast to Tennessee to here potentially.
Potentially, or straight from the East Coast.
Okay.
You know, a couple of days.
But when they're in those tanks, is it a saltwater tank?
It's a saltwater environment, and it's got a special bacteria. Because people always freak out because what do the lobsters eat, right? They're in that tank with no food.
They're starving.
They live off a bacteria that's put into that tank that feeds the lobsters and helps keep the ecosystem working properly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
So then when you buy one of those live lobsters, they got the rubber bands around the claws so they don't fight all day.
So they don't eat each other.
Yep. And what do you do to prep that if you're going to drop it in the boiling water?
You just keep it in the fridge until you're ready to boil it.
That's right.
Yeah.
You drop them in.
They're done
prayer.
When they turn red?
they're done when they stop squealing.
Right, yeah. All right. We'll leave it at that. Hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out there and create a little grill envy in your neighborhood. Smoke it up, and we'll talk with you next week.
See you.